Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this wonderful day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your all-seeing eyes over the righteous. And your word says your ears are open to their cries. Father, we just think about that. It's how awesome to realize that there's not anything that we do or say or even think that you don't know. There's no way we can hide anything from you. But we know that sin separates us from you. Although you know what we're sinning, you're so wonderful beyond our imagination. Father, this day I just thank you for your manifold blessings, your goodness. Lord, I just pray that you'd bless each one here this night in a very special way. Father, we pray for those this night that are going through struggles through life, having trials, having difficulties. Father, for those that are sick in body, we pray for the healing touch upon those that are sick this night. We pray that they'd be lifted up in the wonderful name of our Savior, in the name of Jesus. They might receive healing this night. And for those who are going through a dark valley of despair, I pray that you'd bless them abundantly. Father, I just pray that you'd encourage them this night. Father, let them realize that they'll confess your faithful and just to forgive them of all their sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And where your spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, we know as long as we have a breath and air in our being that you will hear our cry. Whatever we have in desperation, we call to you. You literally hear us and you feel for us. And in all points tempted, Jesus, like all perilous tempted we are, yet you was tempted also, but yet you were out sin. But you know where our temptations lie. You know what it feels. You know all, because you've been tempted. You was triumphant through it. Father, we need your help. We need your support this night. We need to have victory this night. We need to have encouragement. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, I just, when you was saying tonight, something just went through my mind. Just went and she was saying, and I'm going to go on that. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We live in a world that's how we get along, was through communication. That's how we mingle together. That's how our jobs, most all of them, we have to be able to hear, which I'm getting hard of hearing, so it's hard. But hearing is very needful because you hear what the individual that you're at or around is saying. And then that lets you know how they feel, and you converse back to them, and you share for them how you feel. Well, this is the way mankind has been for years and years and years. Then they had wars and rumors of war, but those wars, a lot of times, it's an argument. It's something they're going to fight over. It's something that's a territorial boundaries or something that they want to, one side wants to have it and the other one doesn't want to lose it. And so they become warring. The same way, even in life itself, our words are very powerful. And the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I really, truly, I think the Lord has tonight is very needful for us to understand that basically years ago in the old days, it was actually muscle against muscle, brawn against brawn. But nowadays, basically, on our spiritual battles, they're done in the spirit through words or through communication. That you don't, the laws are such you don't lay hands on someone without you getting in trouble. So there's a lot of difference in the way we get hurt feelings. We don't get hurt feelings from someone physically abusing us. We get it from the slanderous talk, for what we think they say. We maybe they didn't even say it. Just the way they look, we say, well, that you just don't like me. These are things that we got to deal with in life. These are the things that keep us from either achieving the things of the Lord or not being achievers. If we get to where every place we go that no one likes to be around us, we're striking out. Our batting average is way, way down there. If we get to where no one likes us, that needs to tell me that there's something wrong with my attitude. There's something wrong with my personality. There's something that I need to work on, and I need to make some things right. That sometimes that I could be able to have at least a few people that would understand, that have concern for me. Because when you get to where you can't get along in life, then you find yourself alone. You find yourself in trouble. And even school, I see there's loners in school. And it's been proven fact that's how these murders come to these schools take place. A kid feels like they're neglected, and pretty soon they give up, and they go off the deep end, what we call the deep end, but the powers of darkness has come upon that young person to where they can't handle their life no longer. And they, when they get in despair, then they choose to do things that hurt others. They think by hurting someone will make them, think better of them. But actually, it's the opposite. They think worse of them. But when we get our minds in a certain place, then our thinking is warped. We can't think right. We don't understand. We don't process the words that come through us. This is just basic here tonight. But really, when God comes in our heart, He literally takes it over and programs us that He starts processing the words that we should go as slang, as bad words, words without any meaning. Sometimes we just say a lot of things and just to say it. But I really believe the Holy Spirit starts moving on us to settle us, to show us that there's a reason why we're upon earth. Especially if we're Christian, we're to actually live a life that's upward toward the Lord, but in the decency order that we can, that people can trust us. That would be the first order, I believe, that people can trust you. If they can literally turn you and let you come to their house and they don't have to worry about you when you come in. When you they see you downtown, they can trust you. We get to where we can't be trusted. And I'll tell you, I have seen some people in pretty high places that you couldn't trust. That's a shame. We should be above reproach. That's what the Word of God says. We should be an example. We should be up higher than any order. You know, some of the lodges have more closer camaraderie sometimes than Christians do, because they make this oath that they're going to do these things, and they make up a set of rules. And that's what we try to do too. Rules is what we try to live by. But God wants us up a way higher than that. He wants us to walk in His loving kindness, in His spirit, in His realm that, where He lives. He wants us to have everyday communication with the one that makes us. And when we leave these areas out, then we start programming ourselves we program ourselves to where we don't care. We lose how we feel about others, the concern for others. And all this is growing sometimes gradually, such a gradual rate that we really don't see where we are before we're almost shipwrecked. That means we're almost in a place of non-return. But God will salvage us all. If we'll come to Him, and many times I believe in the path of life, even I've seen young Christians at Christian homes that get strayed for a while. But sometimes, after a while, they come back to where they should be, God can straighten them out. This might be saved basic this night, but it's very needed. We're going to live in a land when we don't have wholesome living. We don't have people really care about how they talk. They don't worry about if they would hurt the feelings of a brother or sister. And us as God's children should wonder and should hurt inside if we hurt a brother or sister. It says if we have caused one little one to stumble, it'd be better for the millstone to be put upon our neck and cast in the deepest sea. That's really a hard thing to swallow sometimes. That we cause a little one to stumble, that's what myself included. I have to be careful, even speaking right now, that I don't cause anyone to go off on the deep end sometime where they misunderstand. And the Holy Spirit has to help us. That's why that we have to check these messages each night they go on, or each day they come on, because we don't want these things to happen, because if they start having accidents with words, then you got problems. You got to admit it. We got problems. So if I cannot keep a certain level, then I must close down or do something different. And I think we're all that way, whether we're in ministry or down, just talking to one to another. When we talk to one to another, we should have feelings for that person. We should have a desire to help that person if possible. We should have that uttermost respect for those ones. We should respect all equally, and there should be no favorites. Basically, this is in the Word of God. We shouldn't have a favorite to someplace. Oh, that's my buddy, and I can just... No, we should be one-to-one. I believe that God puts us in sometimes in a place of a position of leadership. Then it's that different. But normally for friends, you can be a friend wherever you go. You can let your light shine. The Jesus, the Spirit of God, should be a process. Oh, you don't have to have a ministry to do this. What we're calling ministry. And the biggest ministry we got is letting your light shine. See, that's the biggest ministry we got. It's not out here preaching the word. It's not, I really believe it. The biggest ministry we have, because you cannot do that unless you do this first.
You got to show yourself a wise steward under the Lord before He can use you. And this may be a little bit, some people may not like it, but I know it's from heaven. If we don't train us our child up in the way he or she'll go when he is old, he will depart from the way. But if we train up a child in the Lord, he will not depart from the way of the Lord. And that's the way we are. If we stay in the presence of God, God will keep us. I really believe by the uttermost, as much possibility as God can do, He's going to keep us in the pathway. The pathway of the just is like a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. So as you, what happens when you're first a Christian, your light's really not too bright. You just get out there and but as you grow older in the Lord, God wants us to grow to that place that you can have a light that shines. The brilliancy of God, that you don't hurt feelings. You think about things I have to say myself, I think of what people's going to think if someone doesn't do something. And that we need to come to that depth. What's going to take place if they can't get where they should be? I learned this a long time ago that a lot of children would like to play sports. But the problem is there's not enough places for sports for kids to all play. So those that play really have it all, and those that don't have it feel left out. A lot of times these same kids go and in the devious things, and I know in schools they can go through the records and show this to be true. What they call the jock kids or the kids that play sports, they don't get in trouble because of the fact that they're liked and all these things, where these other kids are really not liked. And that's what we are in lifetime, the way, same way. We need to realize that God has us to be a light that's shining brilliantly everywhere we go. We may not be included, but God says, I'll make you greater. Now, God can make the plus that we're better than we could be without Him. And He'll make you more than conquerors through Him which loves you. So these other people have prosperous through times that they learn if they pull these strings, and I get to play ball, I get to do all these things, and pretty soon they think that they can walk on people. And they do, a lot of people. But the thing about it, God is on the side of His beloved. You don't have to measure with no one else when you're in God's team. You don't have to measure because maybe you come from a low quality home that's not having all the money. You don't have to worry because God, you're in His realm. You're not no longer in the realm of this world. The world compares, they judge competition. We're not to be competitive. Competition is something of ourselves. When we get competitive, generally we want to win. And a lot of people don't like to lose. A lot of Christians, I seem the same way. They want to win, but they don't want to lose. They don't want to say, hey, I made a mistake. But God wants us to realize that we're a vessel of praise. Unless we can get these down-to-earth formulas formed in our being, we'll never, I was going to say, mount to hell peace. But we're not going to mount to what God would have us mount to. God has something arranged that we can be above reproach. God takes us out of nobodies. He takes us out of a lifestyle that couldn't be included on all the things of the world. And you find yourself in the world, you as a misfit. But God can take those misfits and make you over into His children of light. And His glorious light would shine upon you brilliantly. And everywhere you go, you don't even have to worry what you say because your Heavenly Father is going to put His Spirit within you. And He's going to bless you. He's going to minister His love to you. He's going to bring that divine wealth, that health in your being that others round about will see there's something special. Because your Father, see, God sees it as a well-being because that way you point them to your Father. That's why you're acting this way. It's because my Father. It's because I'm His child. Don't you get it? Because how do you act so good? Well, it's because of my Heavenly Father. How do you don't bother when someone swears at you? It's because of my Heavenly Father. It's because of Jesus. It's because of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. And those are the virtues that God wishes for us to have, that we have abundant glory, that we adore ourselves as a child of God, that we might walk in His wisdom, in His counsel, in His dedication, And the blessing. You know, many of us, we don't worry about dedicating our hearts truly to the Lord. We say, well, you know, I as long as I sit in the church and as long as I, you know, I'm okay. But God wishes for us to go in a dedication, that we deliberately dedicate ourselves to the Lord. Dedication is something maybe a little higher than commoners would wish for or thinking for. We can not wish for it, we can have it. Because God wants us to be above reproach. And we need to dedicate our whole being to doing the will of God. I feel this so mightily. And I feel that's what we've let some things slip because we've taken things pretty light a lot of times. We just say, well, you know, everybody else does it. But the Bible plainly says that we love the things that the world loves, the love of the Father is not in us. God makes us very special, makes very to the point. That love not the world, neither things the world. Any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You know, I've seen sports, and I've seen the kids that couldn't play, and I've seen the kids that could play, and then I've seen the kids that excelled. And, you know, I'm just talking about kids, but kids are going to be our future, if God willing. Someday, and I believe he's coming soon, but I'm saying, and that's what it's been all through life. I was a child at one time, but now I'm an elder. And that's the way life is. There's no staying in one position very long. You just come through this life real hurriedly, and the Bible says we're like the vapor. We're here for a moment. I was looking here a couple of weeks ago and watching the jets at the vapor trails, how they were just all over the sky. But those vapor clouds are gone tonight from yesterday. They probably disappear in just a little while. And that's the way our life is. It's just like a vapor. We're only here to let our light shine for a minute. And what's going to count is what we live our life, basically live our life. That we live above reproach. We live in love, joy, peace, meekness, temperance, patience, godliness, all the only things that is God's nature helps us to carry out this mission. And if we don't have this in us, it's hard to carry out what he wishes for us to carry out. That we love, that we have compassion, that we feel for people, we love people, we let it be shown. The part of God stays within us, a heart of love, a heart that loves. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love bondeth not itself, is not puffed up. You know, I see so many people that become puffed up. Oh, I'm so wonderful. But they don't realize that they don't look wonderful. All of themselves see themselves wonderful. Others feel people don't really see they're wonderful. They're just sort of placing themselves up. And that doesn't really work. God wants us, that he lifts us up. We become the rose of Sharon. We come that mighty pillar of glory that merges up in this last hour, that shines brilliantly in a dark and dreary land. That's the role of a Christian. We should have, it doesn't make any difference if we don't have no, what we can say, a ministry. We've got a ministry, and we all have a ministry. It's letting your light shine. Happy. I see so many people are not happy. Oh, they're troubled. Hallelujah. They're troubled every place. You can see they're in Bloomville. They're all bloomed out. Oh, hallelujah. But God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we need to get it on our faces. We need to tell our faces, hey, you know, but I'm still going to have the joy of my Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He is the reason why we're here. We have sometimes face things that we wouldn't have to face if we go all the way with the Lord. You know, sometimes why we go through things because we haven't went. Our endeavor has not been toward the Lord, and so the Lord has to change some circumstances, change these around to your putting a spot that, hey, I'm sort of here, and I don't have nothing to help me. And so then you cry to the Lord and says, Lord, help me. So like Jonah down there in the bottom of the ocean, I just see that Jonah down there. I still see him. I see him a lot of times. Down there in that old fish, boy. And it must have best smelled bad, and it must have been bad down there, and Jonah was down there sicker, and that old fish was getting sicker too, because Jonah found himself up on this dry land. So that fish, Jonah even made the fish sick. And, you know, that's the way we are. Sometimes our lives are so drastically wrong that we make people even sick, because we don't have that choice glory. We don't have that happy is the Lord that's in our heart. The reason for the season is Jesus. That everywhere he goes, that we can be that example. That ray of sunshine that shines. Oh, I look for people all over when I see someone that's down. Now, the day at lunch, this lady just, I says, you know, the Lord loves you, but you know, people don't understand that. People don't really understand. There's so many people today that's hurting. I can see they're hurting. They're literally hurting. And some Christians, we need to have that charisma that God says, hey, let's help that person. We sit back there when our, well, you know, we really do. We sit back and sit there and just wonder. And God, well, don't you give me a ministry? And the Lord says, hey, you already got them on your left side, but you're not even being. Oh, you mean I got to help that lady across the street? Yes. That's how you get ministry. You do it by the little things. You do it by every little, you know, I've heard people say they didn't even want to preach certain places because that was not their level. Well, I got news for them. God wants us to preach where we go. You don't even have to preach through the words. You preach by your living. You preach as an example. You preach in the Spirit of God. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. And pretty soon people come and say, hey, brother so-and-so, or sister so-and-so, what do you have? I wish to have that. Oh, that's Jesus. Well, I need it too then. And that's how we are to let our lights shine brilliantly, that souls will be saved. That souls will be filled, thrilled, excited. Glory! Hallelujah! They might be glorified vessels of praise for the King's high God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, because He's coming back very soon. And how many souls do we have in our sheaves? That's the thing that we really need to count. You know, and I don't mean that we don't compare, but we can tell ourselves, how many people have I helped? And that's really the bottom line. It's not out here, because as Jesus said, he said, when you go to pray, don't go out as the Pharisees and Sadducees, doing these alms that men might see them, but rather go into your Father's house and pray in your closet that no man sees what you do, and pray unto Him, and He will reward you openly. You know, when I was first starting out about 30 years ago, I said, Lord, I want to minister. The Lord says, well, I had a ministry. And so all those customers, I told a lady today at the table, I said, she knew me about 30 years ago. And I said, you know, I said, though that what God gave me is very special. Because I said, I found out if you do go God's way, you can't outgive God. And you can't outgive men sometimes either. God moves through the ministry of love, helping people, feeling for people, caring for people. And it's like the Lord started out with me, just care for those ones you work with. So middle of the night, the Spirit of the Lord said, go out and cover up those exhaust pipes. I went out. I didn't tell nobody. But God sent it. And you know, if someone's got a parking spot sometimes, you know, if we say, well, come over here and have this parking spot. You know, we need to really show some kindness. We need to show some concern. We let that person have the right of way. And people say, you say, come on, go through there. And they think, oh, you're sort of, but we need to be courteous. We need to be sympathetic, caring, believing what's going to happen to that person unless they have Jesus. Where are they headed? They're headed down a long chute. And that's really what it is. Once that ripcord's pulled, I mean, there's no coming back. It's a long glide. And it takes you nowhere. That takes you to a place that you never wished you'd went. Sin has a price tag on it. And sometimes we can pay a price that we pay in sin, something that we can never afford. And we get bound up in that dime a dozen stuff, things, and it takes us down the wrong pathway. What I mean by that is our attitudes. Our thinking is so necessary. Because if our attitude is not really genuinely loving with our character, it don't work. We can't go out there and, well, I'm going to boast my gift. God doesn't give us a gift to boast with it. He gives us a gift to surrender to people in Him with it. That we would give our gift of love. We would give that gift of peace. I'm giving a word that I really incorporate in my whole being. Have a good day. You know, people, they get... I'm amazed. That's like preaching to them. Have a good day. But I mean, have a good day. And we can't have a good day unless we have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. An up-to-date, daily experience. That means every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Safe am I in the hollow of his mighty hand. Sheltered, all protected by his mighty love. And then he will never leave us. He never forsakes us. His eyes are of the righteous, and his ears are open to their cries. Hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! We can have a hallelujah time in the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's a Christmas. There's glory. Hallelujah! Glory to God. We need to be examples of praise. We need to be examples of love. We need to have that joy unspeakable, full of glory. I want to talk quietly, but I guess I'm going to have to get up a little bit because God's here to testify that he is great. He is literally wonderful. He's the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of glory, and we have something to brag about. We got something, not of myself, but we can brag about our God. Our God reigns. Our God never misses one day that he doesn't let the sun shine. He lets all these things, he's done it by speaking it into existence. And 2 Peter says about that he spoke the world into existence, and this day he's still keeping it in existence by his words. Speaking is very powerful. Tying us back down to what God wants us to come to the place that we as God's children speak things into existence as he speaks upon us. You speak life. You speak prosperity in the name of the Father. You don't do it in no other way, but you speak prosperity in the spirit of the Word of God. And it becomes, we need to be written epistles of God that proclaim the Word of God, and that's why our vocabulary is from heaven. We have a heavenly voice that processes glorious glories over the airways, God's airways. As you pray, things happen because you're a child of God, and you're just doing no more than God wants you to do. You know, you're not no big shot because you're just having too much fun. You don't care because God be for you. Who can be against you? Greater is he that's within you, he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. There is great glory in God's people. There is great wonders. Glory, hallelujah. I'm excited, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God is great, hallelujah. Hear the real hallelujah. Glory to God, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there's glory unspeakable, full of joy. God has joy, poured out joy by gallons full, and we sit back and just walks down the street. We don't get it. We need it. We need the joy. We need that bubbly, that glory, satisfaction. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I'm happy. There's problems most all of us, but we got to come to that place that God puts a seal of approval in our life. He will never leave us, and what he's given us, you can't buy it. There's no way that you can put in an order sheet for it. It's no way that you can even prescribe it. It's beyond, and what you have, you can't even say what it is. It's beyond descriptions. You know, everything has a description, but what eternal life is not a description. It's glorious. It's powerful. It's unique. It's here from him. Hallelujah. I thought I was going to get through tonight without getting, oh, glory to God. But God is truly wonderful. He's powerful. He is dynamite. Hallelujah. And I feel good. Hallelujah. You know, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. You know, we really need to lighten up. The Lord was showing me this today. We don't have much longer. And when we look at the things that are seen. But we don't have to look at the things that are seen. We look at the things that are not seen. But the things that are seen are treacherous. They're devious. They're without remedy. They're many of them fakes. They're plagues. They're all kinds of things. But when you go into your inner closet, you keep your eyes to the hills of heaven, you'll see God pouring out his glory. You'll see those baskets full of heavenly sunshine. Oh, hallelujah, just falling out with miles of God's glory. Pillows of love. Hallelujah. Vapor coming down from heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Where his spirit is liberty. God's here to uplift us, to manifest himself in us in a very special way. I was thinking one of last week about David and they're talking about the Philistine, the giant. He said he just no more than an old uncircumcised Philistine. David knew what he was like, and that's truly what he was. God wants us to be his circumcision. He wants us to be, that means God's children. He wants us to be paraded as this. I'm an Israelite, but we're more than an Israelite. We're God's children. Because God has processed as his stepchildren. And he's given us glory. He's given us a makeover. He's given us a joy unspeakable full of glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to quit. But God is real. He's faithful. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's on your side. You don't have to worry. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, the Lord. God bless you all. Have a good day. I pray for mighty blessing upon your people this night. Father God, I pray if there's anyone that has a need this night that they would call upon you and you would meet those needs, whatever the situation is throughout in the land where this goes through the waves, however it goes through all the computers. We pray that you'll bless all these people. Bless Tony. Bless all of these ones. All these ones that, Father, we just pray a mighty blessing on your people this night. We pray that you'd touch them in a very special way. Father, we just pray for the hearts of your people. We pray that you'd bring them joy. We come against that sad heart this day. We pray that you'd lift them up, encourage them in a mighty way, and set them free this night. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus, that mighty name of heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise you. We thank you, wonderful Lord. We thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Hallelujah.